Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when strange things happen in an old house, it's easy to blame the history. But what happens when the house is brand new?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, wherever you are listening, you can just hit subscribe. We would appreciate that very much. And, oh, one other thing. If you are looking at our social media posts, you can send us a message or you can comment. Give us a little short story of a ghost story. We would like that, too. And Harper is with me today. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you today, Carol?
Good. And, you know, sometimes I don't plan these things out. It just happens like this. But I wasn't planning on finding a little mini ghost story that goes with the story today. They kind of complement each other. So I found this little mini ghost story, and it says we bought a brand new house, and every night around 3 a.m., we hear someone walking down the hallway. The weird part, our dog heard it too and would growl at the bedroom door every single time. We moved. It never happened again. That's the story. Brand new house. It's like, what are they hearing walking at 3 a.m.? Why is their dog reacting to it? That's the key part to me, that you know it's not just in your head and you're really hearing something when your dog is reacting every night at 3 a.m. Yeah.
The thing is, I think it more so has to do, I feel like, a lot of it with a lot of the hauntings we hear about. It's honestly probably more about the land rather than it is the building. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, every inch of land across this country and other countries holds so much historical value. So,
yeah, and who knows? I don't know where that happened, but yeah. Think about Civil War battlefields. Think about Revolutionary War. Here where we live, Indian land, and there was some brutal confrontations.
Yeah, it's
and
really
so. Crazy. Just no matter where you're at. You know, you just think even the Mormon Trail, the Oregon Trail, there's so much, you know, along the trail, all the people who died and they just had to bury them where they were.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. And then the other thing is that actually we get into in the story is what about what you bring into the house?
Yeah, that's also a big part of it. I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily understand, like, the energy they bring in really affects the space around them. So it's really what you bring in is what you're going to be.
You know, you might have a daughter in her bedroom playing with her damn Ouija board every night and you don't even know it.
Yeah, or you might.
She's conjuring up demons in the bathroom. You think she's taking a shower, but no, she's conjuring up demons.
And it's not necessarily always about, like, cases like that. It's also just, like, negative energy in general. Like, having a bad day can honestly cause more paranormal experiences just based off of that negative energy.
Well, and you and I can both relate to it, but, you know, my mother has had mental health problems, and growing up, her mood would affect everything in the house.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of a day she was having. Or it could be it's going along fine, and then all of a sudden everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen too. And so one person in the house can really affect the energy in the house.
I mean, yeah, it'll affect, that type of energy will affect humans just as it will affect the paranormal. It's really the same principle of if you don't let it affect you, it won't affect you. So I imagine it's probably the same principle going into, well, the afterlife. Say something is happening, don't let it affect you.
And what if mom likes to collect antiques?
Oh, there's boy.
Something there. And that's the case in this story, because could it be mom's bringing something in? So here is the story. It says, this is Christine from Colorado Springs. I've been listening to the show for quite a while now, and hearing everyone else's stories finally convinced me to send in my story. This happened several years ago, and even now my family still can't agree on what we were actually dealing with. The strange part is that it all happened in a brand new house. My parents had the house built, so we were the very first people to live there. When people hear this story, they usually assume the house must have had some dark history, but it didn't. There wasn't another family before us. It wasn't built on the foundation of an old farmhouse or anything like that. It was a brand new subdivision, and our house was one of the first ones finished. The one detail that has always made us wonder, though, is my mom's love of antiques. Ever since I was little, she loved spending weekends at estate sales, flea markets, antique stores, and auctions. She wasn't interested in haunted objects or anything paranormal. She simply liked old things that had character. Over the years, she collected furniture, lamps, pictures, mirrors, all kinds of decorations, and most of them made the move into the new house with us. For the first month or so, life was completely normal. If anything strange happened, nobody noticed it. The first thing any of us remembers happened after one weekend when my sisters and I stayed with my grandparents while my parents got away for a couple of nights. When everyone got home, my little sister walked into her bedroom, looked at her bed, and immediately asked, "Who slept in my bed?" It looked exactly like someone had spent the night there. The blankets were pulled back. The pillows were out of place. It definitely wasn't how she left it. She always made her bed before leaving for school or spending the night somewhere, so she knew she hadn't forgotten. My mom told her nobody had slept there. My sister didn't believe her at first because it looked so obvious, like someone had been in her bed. Then everyone started thinking about it, and it didn't make any sense. The house had been empty all weekend. There wasn't anyone who could have used the room. My parents walked through the rest of the house expecting to find something else out of place, but everything was perfectly normal. Eventually, they decided not to worry about it and figured there had to be some explanation they weren't seeing. I am here to tell you right now, if I encountered that, I would have to change all of the bedding. I could not sleep on that bed.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
I don't know what touched it. I don't know. When my house got robbed and they went through my drawers and they pulled my clothes out and everything, I washed everything. Like anything, even the clothes that were still left in the drawers, which wasn't very many, but I was like, they could have touched them. I just had a mountain of laundry is what I did. A week or two later, that same sister came home from school and found the Lego set she'd been working on completely taken apart. She spent several evenings putting it together, and now the pieces were scattered all over the floor. A couple of toys she had put away before leaving that morning were sitting on top of her bed. She immediately accused our other sister of messing with her, which turned into the normal argument between siblings. The problem was that nobody admitted touching anything, and after a while, everyone realized there really hadn't been an opportunity for anyone to do it. Looking back, those were small things, but they were the beginning. Over the next several months, odd little things became part of life around the house. Doors that had been left open would be closed when someone came back through the room. Lights would be on, even though everyone remembered turning them off. More than one of us would suddenly get the feeling that someone was standing just behind us, only to turn around and find nobody there. It wasn't constant, and it wasn't enough to make anyone in the house think it was haunted. It was just enough to leave everyone feeling uneasy. Then my mom had an experience that changed the way she looked at everything. She woke up one night because she felt someone poking her leg through the blankets. Half asleep, she assumed it was One of my sisters had come into the room because we needed something, so without opening her eyes, she told us to stop, and the poking continued. When she finally sat up, there wasn't anyone in the room. She woke up my dad because she was so confused, and while they were talking about it, they heard a loud smack from the living room. They got out of bed, found the vertical blinds moving back and forth as though someone had just run a hand across them. The windows were closed. There wasn't a vent blowing on them. They stood there watching until the blinds slowly came to a stop. That was the first time my parents admitted to each other that maybe something really was happening. The experience that finally convinced me came a little later when my husband, our child, and I spent the night at my parents' house. Sometime during the night, my husband got up to use the bathroom. When he came back into the bedroom, he slipped into bed without saying anything, but I could tell something seemed off, and I asked him what was wrong, and he said nothing. The next morning, after everyone was up, he asked me if I had ever seen anything strange in my parents' house, and I told him no. Why? He said that when he walked back into the bedroom after using the bathroom, he noticed what he thought was someone standing in the corner. At first, he assumed maybe one of my family members had come into the room, but after looking for another second, he realized he wasn't looking at a person. I don't like that. He described it as a very tall figure with broad shoulders, completely black, almost like a shadow that somehow looked darker than the rest of the room. That's what they always say. He couldn't make out a face or any features, but he knew it wasn't just a trick of the light. He stood there frozen, trying to understand what he was looking at. After a couple of seconds, the figure began moving. It crossed in front of the window, blocking the moonlight for just an instant, then disappeared into the hallway. He walked over to the doorway, expecting someone to still be there, but the hallway was empty. He admitted he hadn't said anything during the night because he thought maybe he had imagined it and didn't want to scare me if there was a perfectly normal explanation. Oh, yeah, that thing, that happens all the time. That's no biggie. The room got very quiet after he finished telling us. My mom was the first to speak, and she said she had seen the same figure. One of my sisters looked at her and said she had seen it too. Then my other sister admitted she had seen it more than once, but had never told anyone because she thought everyone would think she's imagining things. What surprised me was that none of them had ever talked about it before. Nobody had influenced anyone else's memory, yet every description was almost exactly the same. They all described a tall, dark figure, broad shoulders, that would appear for only a few seconds before disappearing. The only detail that was different was that one of my sisters insisted she had seen what looked like red eyes once. No one else ever mentioned that. After hearing all of that, it suddenly became much harder to brush off everything else that happened in the house. The bed that Luke slept in, the Lego set, the toys, the feeling of being watched, my mom's experience in the middle of the night. None of those things seemed quite so random anymore. My parents lived there for a few more years, and although nothing ever became violent or threatening, nobody ever completely felt comfortable in the house. There would be long stretches where everything seemed normal. Then something small would happen that reminded everyone we still don't have an explanation. Eventually, they moved out. As far as any of us know, everything stopped after they left. Even now, when we talk about it, nobody agrees on what the answer is. My dad has always wondered if there was something about the land the neighborhood was built on. My mom wonders if one of the antiques she had collected over the years somehow brought something into the house. The rest of us don't know what to think. All I know is several members of my family at completely different times and without talking to each other all described seeing the same figure. Whatever it was, every one of us was relieved when my parents finally moved away. Thanks for letting me share my story. I listen to the show almost every day while I'm at work, and hearing others tell their experiences finally gave me the push to write this one down. I have a couple other strange experiences from other times in my life, so maybe I'll send those in sometime. Keep up the great work, Hillary. That's a haunted house.
Oh, yeah, that's a haunted house, and I would love to hear more about it. Because, whoo, oh, I'm sorry, that moment when you said that the boyfriend realized that he wasn't looking at something human?
Right?
Oh, my heart to my stomach, okay?
That is not a good feeling.
Ooh, that's
but,
spooky.
You know, it really does remind me of a similar thing in my family that we all had seen, but nobody talked about it when it happened. That each of us thought we were the only ones who saw it, but we all saw it. I know I've told this story before, but we were moving out of the haunted house. We were backing out of the driveway. And something in my little brother and sister's bedroom, they had the Cowboy and Indians curtains up.
Mm-hmm.
But the curtains were closed. And it was like a hand took one side of the curtain and looked like you're peeking out a window. How you would move the curtain with your hand. The curtain moved just like that.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that.
I remember looking at that, and I thought at the time, I'm so glad that we are moving.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until at least 10 years later when we were all talking one night, all five of us kids and my dad, all five kids had seen that. That's creepy. And that's what that reminded me of. It's like once the brother-in-law brought it up, then the sisters are like, oh, I saw that. The mom's like, I saw that. Now, it doesn't sound like she saw that necessarily,
mm-hmm.
or the dad, but three members of the household had seen it.
Yeah.
But I also get why it's like it's scary. It's unexplainable. People are going to think I'm crazy. If I talk about it, it's real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, all of that is just so creepy.
Yes. Very, very frightening indeed.
And who knows how it came in?
Yeah. Or maybe was it always there? Maybe was it following one of the kids? That's
and
what it sounds like.
Since mom was so into antiques and stuff, you know, she didn't quit going once they moved into the house. They said everything was fine for about a month. Maybe mom went out antiquing one day and brought a little mirror home or something.
I feel like it's always mirrors that are haunted. Is that just me, or are mirrors frequently haunted?
Mirrors are frequently haunted.
In
fact,
I
had a conversation just about, in fact, I will find that part of the interview I did this week with Patty Negri from Ghost Adventures. You might have seen her on there.
Ooh, yes, I love her.
I did an interview with her this week, and we talked about haunted mirrors. So for next week when we do this, I will play that part with what she says about haunted mirrors. Don't let me forget.
Yes.
So we will talk about that next week. So let's go to this story. And thank you for writing that one in, Hillary. That was a good story.
Yes, thank you, Hillary.
Here we go.
Hi, my name's Mia from Northern California. My story isn't super crazy or anything, but when I was probably like 8 years old, I had a doll. It was an expensive doll. It was like $100, I remember, to get it, or it may just be a little more than that, but it was this doll, and it was called Amazing Allison, and it would talk to you, like, a lot, like, you could play games with it, you could have, like, these little conversations with it, it was supposed to be, like, a doll that was, like, your friend, and it would, like, know your name, I think, or it'd call you, like, girlfriend or something like that, and it would just talk when you would talk to it, and you'd be like, hey, Allison, she'd be like, what up, and she'd start talking to you. And I played with it for a little bit, and then I probably stopped, just like every other doll that I ever had. But my mom actually reminds me of this, that when I would go to bed, she'd like put me to bed, and she'd say goodnight and everything, and then she would leave, and then my doll would start talking, like at nighttime, all of the time. And it would just be like, hey, are you there? Or it would be like, hey, want to play? Like, really, like, creepy things, the things that she would say, but she would always do it right after my mom would put me to bed. The doll would be like, hi, are you there? Like, do you want to play? Or what are you doing? And I didn't think it was weird, but my mom would think it was weird because she would always come in, you know, I was like up playing with my toys, and I would just be like laying in bed with all the lights off, and it would just be my doll talking. And then my mom like looked into it because she thought it was like the weirdest thing ever. And there was like all these reviews online, and they would say things that like the doll would talk to, like there's one that said she would put it in like a crib with all her other stuffed animals, and it would start saying mean things to her stuffed animals. And I just thought it was a weird doll, kind of a weird story. My mom reminded me of it. If anyone remembers Amazing, I think they got discontinued. I'm not sure why. But yeah, you guys have a great show. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Speaking of creepy dolls.
Ooh, we haven't gotten a creepy doll one in a while.
That was creepy. Because those, I don't remember that particular doll, but normally dolls that talk, you need to activate that. There's, the old dolls had a string, or there might be a button. However, you might have to move it.
Yeah, typically it's like some sort of thing.
Yeah. Or it's motion censored. There's that too. So if you're lying in bed, it shouldn't be talking.
You'd think.
And saying things like, you want to play? That is a really creepy thing to hear.
That is really creepy.
It's like, no,
and I'm not a fan
sleep.
Of that whatsoever.
I don't want to play. I want to sleep. Leave me alone. That is so creepy. Well, we'll have to talk about that next week, too, when I get that little clip about Patty Negri. Because the whole episode will be on the Grave Talks. But because she has a doll thing. Like, she has lot of dolls. Like, she said she has like hundreds of Barbies.
Oh.
That aren't haunted.
Oh.
But she does have a couple haunted dolls. Like I think she likes to have them. And then she had one that was so haunted, she sent it to Zach Bagans and he put it in his museum. That'd be kind of weird. Like, I've got this haunted doll and you just call up Zach and like, Hey, friend, I got me a haunted doll. Can you take it? He's like, yeah, send it my way.
It's like the Goodwill for haunted things. It's like Facebook Marketplace. It
kind of is.
You think people list specifically haunted things on Facebook Marketplace? Like, you ever think you'll see a doll on there?
Yes.
That's like,
yes.
Cindy, very haunted, will possess your child.
I'm going to look at see if Facebook Marketplace, if I can just look up haunted dolls, because they are kind of popular right now. Let's see what pops up. Oh, creepy doll, scary doll, Halloween, $35. This one, though, I think is just...
It sounds like a decoration.
It says Mandy just snuck out of the morgue. She's so sad. She's no longer living.
Oh, that's spooky. Maybe they don't explicitly tell you. Demonic dolls on Facebook Marketplace. Okay.
Let's see.
Yahoo.com.
eBay would have them. You know they would have a haunted doll on eBay. Let's see. Mystery haunted doll. Hoarder estate collection. Paranormal spirit chooses you. So they have a...
On eBay. It says, most haunted doll on eBay, 100% authentic, active, demonic, satanic spirit for $200. Oh, and here's another one. This one is a haunted doll, a negative energy, demonic, $400.
Now, just remember that I do not want one. So if you're like, this is going to be funny, I'm going to send
great
it to
gift
Carol. I don't want
Christmas
it.
Is coming up.
I do not want a haunted doll. It will be sent straight back.
You sure?
So sure.
Sure you don't? Oh, here are the haunted doll demonic twins, Jenny and George, for $275.
Oh my God. Does it say what they're haunted or any sort of documentation that goes with it?
No, there's not. Here's another one. Here's another haunted doll. Haunted doll, Pip, extremely active, negative energy, demonic trickster, $145. Sounds like people are making bank off of these demonic dolls.
Yeah, so buy one for yourself and you can keep it at your house.
You know, I think it might just be what I give you for Christmas.
I would be so pissed. I'm just telling you that would not go over well. I'm the one who, my mom had this cedar chest. And when we moved her into a nursing facility, I ended up bringing the chest back to my house, and it does have dolls in it.
Ooh.
But I haven't opened it in 2 years. I don't even know. I don't even know what's in it. I don't want to open it because I know it's got dolls in it. But I had like this one little doll that I think was probably from the 1800s that I'm going to guess was my great grandmother's.
Sounds like it's some demonic doll time.
It looked like a voodoo doll.
I wish my dad would be here.
It was so creepy that I actually threw it away. And I talked to...
It's just going to come back to haunt you.
It didn't.
Have you?
Because I was
oh,
like,
it will. Oh, you'll find it. I promise you.
The other ones in my house, I could bring those. But, and who knows? Maybe it's in that freaking cedar chest if I was to open it up.
You could have sold it.
It just, oh my God.
Because they were like on eBay, they were like going for like hundreds of dollars. You could have sold it. You could have said demonic doll, negative energy, 100% active. $300.
$500. If I can make some money, let's make some
honestly,
real money.
You could probably up your price just because you're Carol Hughes.
I could advertise it on this show. I could just build a little
you
commercial.
You really could. I'm sure someone out there would
Carol.
Buy it.
If you're looking for a haunted doll, I've got one. I'd love to sell it to you for $350. No.
For the low, low price of $350, you too could be possessed by this doll now.
But hurry, not going to last long. Oh, that's creepy. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, you can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.